Welcome to the Voice of Hope with Pastor Andy Clark. I trust you've had a good week walking with the Lord. Here on the Voice of Hope, I come every Sunday to give you an encouraging word in the Lord and to give you hope in the midst of all the challenges we face. I also do a little podcast every Monday and Wednesday and Friday, a little teaching for 10 minutes on the Voice of Hope with Pastor Andy Clark on Facebook or the Voice of Hope Today on Facebook and YouTube. And you can go and listen to those and receive an encouraging word from the Lord. But today I want to continue talking about faith. Last week I talked about faith in action, and that faith requires us to do something. And if we don't act on our faith really has no validity, has no power. We have to act on what we believe. And I want to continue talking about faith today because faith is the most important part of our lives. And as we face more and more challenges in our world today, we're going to have greater and greater faith to be able to live as Christians in our world and with all the challenges we have. And so today I want to look at some scriptures, and I would encourage you to get a piece of paper and a pen and write these scriptures down so you can look at them later and pray over and think about them. Because when you hear the word, it needs to meditate and think about the word. Because you do, the word becomes a part of you and changes your life. And so today I want to talk about faith more, because faith, and help us understand faith, because faith is a very important part of our Christian life. We're born again by faith. We're saved by faith. We become children of God by faith. And we live our Christian lives by faith in Jesus Christ and what he has done for us and what he's accomplished for us. So you cannot be a Christian without faith, and you can't do God's will without faith, and you can't please God without faith. In Ephesians 2:8-10, it says, "For by grace you've been saved through faith, not of yourself, it is a gift of God, not of works lest anyone should boast. For we are God's workmanship created in Jesus Christ for good works which he has prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." So grace, for by grace you've been saved. Grace is God's favor and enablement. And when you're talking about grace, you're talking about having God's favor and him enabling you or giving you the ability to do things. But you receive that grace through faith. So as you have faith in Jesus Christ and what he's done for you, and that he died on the cross for you, he rose again, and that you can only receive salvation through Jesus Christ. As you put your faith in Jesus Christ, you're saved. You come into God's favor, and God begins to enable you or give you the ability to do things you can't do yourself. So by grace you've been saved through faith. It's not of yourself, it's a gift. Salvation is not something you earn. Salvation is something you receive by faith. God gives it to you because you've believed in him and put faith in him. It's a gift of God. You can't do anything to earn salvation. It's not of works. Going to church doesn't save you. Doing good doesn't save you. No. Putting faith in the salvation work of Jesus Christ is what saves you and causes you to be born again and become a child of God. But you're saved for a purpose. It says, "For we are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which he has prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." So you're saved by faith through grace. God gives you his favor, but he gives you divine enablement or the ability to do his will. You're not saved by doing his will, but when you're saved, he gives you the ability to do his will or to do the works that he's prepared before you. And you see, as you do those works that he's prepared for you, you come into everything that God has for you. See, God created you in a special way, and the only way you can find out what God has for you is through Jesus Christ and through salvation. And so you're saved by faith, and then you walk out your life by faith. Every day you walk by faith in Jesus Christ. And by faith you do what God has asked you to do and called you to do. Hebrews 11:6 says, "But without faith it's impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." So without faith in God, faith in Jesus Christ, it's impossible to please God. Because everything we do for God, we do by faith. See, what God calls us to do, we can't do in ourselves. It is too big and too great for us to do. So we can only do God's will by faith, not our own ability. See, if you do something by your own ability, it's works. And works cannot save you. Works cannot change your life. Works cannot do the will of God. No, we do the will of God by faith because God asks us to do things that are beyond ourselves and beyond our ability to do. And so to please God, we have to walk and live by faith, doing, and like I said last week, faith produces action. If you have faith in God, you're going to do what he asks you to do, and he's going to empower you to do what he asks you to do. And as you do that, you're going to receive a great reward as you diligently seek God and do what he asks you to do by faith. So as you seek God, faith arises in you, and God begins to do his work and his will through you. See, God is looking for a people that rise up in Kenya, Uganda, that rise up throughout the world and walk in faith and obedience to what God has called them to do, to show forth his glory and his power. But how do we come into this faith? And we come into this faith through our relationship with Jesus Christ. Romans 10:17 says, "So now faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." So faith comes by hearing. So as we hear God, it builds our faith. And our ability to hear God comes by knowing the word of God. So you get saved by faith. So how do you know how to live out your Christian life? You know that by studying and learning the word of God. Because God's word is a revelation of himself. We come to know God through the word of God. And as we come to know God, we come into a relationship with God, and we're able to hear the voice of God, and faith arises in our heart because we're able to hear the voice of God. See, there are many people that accept Jesus as their Savior, but they don't get into the word, so they don't know how to hear God's voice. So they don't know the will of God for their life. They don't know how to walk in the victory that God has for them and come into the reward that God has for them because they haven't learned to hear God's voice. And you learn to hear God's voice by the word of God. And so faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so hearing enables us to walk in God's will. And a good example of that from the Old Testament is 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 41 through 46. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 41 through 46. And in this story here, it's the story of the children of Israel during the time of the prophet Elijah. And Israel had gotten away from God. They were worshiping idols and were not worshiping God anymore. And so God sent Elijah to warn the children of Israel about their sin and to call them to repentance from their sin. And because of their sin, Israel had 3.5 years where they had no rain at all. So for 3.5 years, they had no crops. Animals were dying because they had absolutely no rain in 3.5 years. And then Elijah shows up in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 41. And Elijah says to the king Ahab, "Go up and eat and drink, for there is the sound of abundance of rain." Now, there hadn't been rain in 3.5 years. There wasn't a cloud in the sky. There was no evidence of rain at all. There hadn't been any rain. No one had seen any rain. And yet, Elijah says, he tells the king, "I hear the sound of abundance of rain." See, Elijah's revelation came to Elijah about rain, and faith came for rain because he heard, first of all, he heard the sound of rain even before rain came. And because of hearing the sound of rain, faith arose in Elijah's heart, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by God speaking to you. So Elijah heard the sound of abundance of rain, and he pronounces, makes the announcement to King Ahab, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. There was no rain at all, no sign of rain, but Elijah heard it in the spirit, not with his natural ear. He heard in the spirit the sound of rain. And so then Elijah goes up on the mountain and he prays for the rain to come. See, you need to pray for what you hear. See, many people pray things, but they aren't praying what they heard. You understand how to pray by listening to God's voice. You learn to listen to God's voice through the Word of God. When God speaks a word to you, faith arises in your heart and enables you to pray in faith because you've heard from God. So Elijah goes up to the mountain and he prays. He gets down on his face and he prays to God. And he sends his servant to the top of a mountain to see if he sees any clouds. Six times the servant goes up, he sees no cloud. Every time the servant comes back, he says, I don't see any cloud. Elijah gets down on his face and he prays again for rain. See, he's persistent in his prayer because he's heard from God the sound of the rain in the spirit. And so he's persistent in prayer. See, you aren't persistent in prayer because you're trying to beg God to do something for you. No, you're persistent in prayer because you've heard the voice of God speak something to you. And so you're praying that thing until it becomes a reality. And so the seventh time Elijah sends his servant up after praying seven times, then the servant said to Elijah, I see a cloud the size of a man's hand, a very small cloud. And so Elijah runs down the mountain and he runs to King Ahab and says, the rain is coming, the rain is coming. You see, Elijah heard the rain, then he saw the cloud, even though it was very small. He heard the rain, he saw the cloud, very small. And because he heard and believed and saw what he had prayed for, he announced to the king, the rain is coming, the rain is coming. Get ready and get on your chariot and run to the city, Jezreel. And the city was a number of miles away from where they were. And then the Holy Spirit empowered Elijah, and Elijah outran the king's horses back to the capital city of Israel, because God empowered him to outrun the rain and outrun the king's horses. So you see, I want you to understand the sequence of things that happened here, because it's important to us. See, first of all, Elijah heard in the spirit rain was coming. He announced it. Then he prayed persistently until he began to see the evidence of what he was praying for. And then he went to the king and he announced it. And when he announced that the rain was coming, the sky filled with dark clouds, and God empowered him to outrun the king's chariot and horses. Because the power came after he heard and he prayed into existence what he had heard. See, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So he hadn't seen the rain, he heard the rain. Then he prayed the rain in, and then he had the power to outrun the rain. And God wants to show forth his glory and his power in the earth today. And I believe we're coming into a time of the Holy Spirit when God is going to show forth his glory and power. But he's going to show forth his glory and power to those who have learned to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. In John chapter 8, verse 26, John 8:26, Jesus says, I have many things to say and to judge concerning you, but he who sent me is true, and he speaks to the world those things which I have heard of him. So Jesus is giving example of hearing for himself. He says, I have many things to say, but I can't tell you right now. But I tell you, I speak only those things which I hear. See, Jesus was successful in everything he did. He operated in power because he only spoke what he heard. Again, you go down John chapter 8, verse 28 through 30. John 8, 28 through 30. Jesus said, I do nothing of myself, but as my Father taught me, I speak these things. And he who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things which please him. As he spoke these words, many believed on him. So Jesus says, I only speak what the Father tells me to speak. I only do what the Father tells me to do. See, Jesus walked in authority and power because he heard from God. He only did what he heard God tell him, and he only did what God told him to do. So when Jesus prayed for a sick person, he prayed for them because God told him to pray for him. There was one place where Jesus went to a pool called the Pool of Bethesda, and it had many porches filled with sick people. And Jesus healed all those who were sick. But Jesus walks on this porch full of sick people. There's one lame man there. Jesus walks up to him, and Jesus heals out of all those sick people. Jesus heals only one lame man. Why didn't he heal everybody? Because he only did what the Father told him to do. He only did what he heard the Father speak. He only spoke with the Father. You see, our authority comes out of our relationship with God. Our faith comes from our ability to hear the voice of God and to speak what God speaks and to do what God tells us to do. And that authority is available to every one of us if we come into this relationship with God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And the Word of God brings you into relationship with God. So like Jesus Christ, you can hear the voice of God and do what he said. Jesus said in John 10, 27 and 28, he says, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life. He said, my sheep don't follow anybody else. They only follow me because they hear my voice, and they follow me because they hear my voice and they know my voice, and they don't follow another because they recognize the voice of Jesus. See, when you recognize the voice of Jesus, you will only hear and do what Jesus tells you. You will only follow him. You know, most animals have a better sense of hearing than they do vision, because they hear better than what they see. And so their hearing enables to warn them of things and enable them to know what's going on because of hearing. And you know, and animals that hunt at night or go out at night, what protects them and enables them to live in the dark is their ability to hear. And their hear is what protects them and enables them to do what they do by their hearing. You know, when oftentimes we hear something before we see it. So you hear something and then you turn and look at it. So what are you listening to? What are you hearing to? See, if you hear the world and you listen to the world, you will turn to the world and you'll do things the way of the world. But if you hear the voice of the Holy Spirit and the voice of God, you will turn and look to God. Because whatever you hear is what you turn to. And your hearing of God will protect you from the attacks of the enemy, because you're not listening to the world, you're listening to God. So it's important what we listen to, that we listen and we learn to listen to God through the Word of God. But we also learn to listen to God through the Holy Spirit. And in John 16, 12 through 14, John 16, 12 through 14, Jesus says, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you of things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. So Jesus says the way we learn to hear is by the Spirit. He says when the Spirit of truth has come, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own authority, but he will speak what he hears, and he reveal things to you. See, Jesus only spoke what the Father told him to speak. He only heard the Father. Jesus only did what the Father showed him to do. And because of that, he walked in authority, and everybody he prayed for was healed, and he had power to cast out demons, multiply bread, and stop storms, because he only did what the Father heard. He heard the Father telling him to do and showed him to do. And Jesus says, I am sending you the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth. And when he's come, he will only speak what I tell him to speak. And he will glorify me because he'll take of what is mine and give it to you. See, there's a relationship God wants us to bring us in through the Word of God. Through the Word of God, you learn how God works and how God does things. But as you learn the Word of God, you learn how to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. And you learn how to discern the voice of the Holy Spirit. When you're born again, the Holy Spirit comes and lives in you. So the Holy Spirit is in you today because you're born again. You're a child of God. But the problem is we oftentimes listen to the world more than we listen to the Holy Spirit. And because we know the world better than we know God, we come to know God through the Word of God. And then as we know God through his Word, then we are, it enables us to hear the voice of the Spirit. And the voice of the Spirit is speaking for God or speaking for Jesus and revealing what God wants us to do. So we need, you see, our hearing is what determines what we do. Our hearing is how we respond to things. See, Jesus always responded to everything in God's way because he always heard God. Jesus was not paying attention to what other people said. He didn't care what other people said. He only cared about one thing, and that was what God spoke to him. And he heard the voice of God because he knew the Word of God. See, there are people that say they hear the voice of God, but they get into error. They become deceived. Because they're not really hearing the voice of God, because they don't really know God, because they don't really know the Word of God. They think they're hearing the voice of God, but it's really the enemy deceiving them in the thinking they hear God. So they do things that are not according to God's will or God's way and don't walk in God's authority. See, you only can hear the voice of the Spirit. The Spirit is in you, but you can only hear the voice of the Spirit as you get to know God through the Word of God. The Word is the foundation of our life. It's the foundation of our faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by what? The Word of God. Your ability to hear God comes from knowing the Word of God. The Word of God is what has power. In Genesis chapter 1, we see that all things were created by the Word of God, that God spoke and there was light. God spoke and all plants appeared. God spoke and animals and birds appeared. God spoke. Everything was created by God's Word because God's Word has power. When we hear the voice of God and we speak what God speaks, we speak with authority and power because God's Word has power. John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him nothing was made that was made. He was life, and he is the light of men. See, our authority comes through our relationship with God. The authority of the Word of God. Not my word, not your word, not the world's word, not somebody else's word. No, the Word of God comes, is the only thing that has authority in the world. And Jesus said, I am the Word. and the Word, I am the one who created all things, and all things exist by my Word and by my authority and my power. And I've given you my Holy Spirit so that you can walk in the same authority and power I do and do the same works I do. Why? Because you walk according to my will and do things my way, because you know my Word and you hear my voice through the Holy Spirit who lives in you. See, God is wanting to raise up a generation of men and women who know the Word of God, live according to the Word of God, and know the voice of Jesus through the Holy Spirit and operate according to the voice of the Holy Spirit in agreement with the Word of God. See, God is raising up a new generation. See, we're coming into a greater darkness in the world. There are greater problems. The enemy is coming on stronger and stronger. And the only way that we're going to walk in this world today is we walk in the authority of God Almighty. If we walk in authority of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit only operates according to the Word of God. Holy Spirit does not do things that are outside of the Word of God. And so we need to know the Word of God. We need to operate according to the Word of God. And when we speak the Word of God, we speak with the authority of God, because we are speaking what God is speaking and we're doing what God is doing. In Isaiah 55, verse 11, Isaiah 55, verse 11 says, "So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth." This is God speaking. "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it to do." So you see, God says here, "My word that goes forth from my mouth, it accomplishes my purposes, what I please." See, the Word doesn't come forth to accomplish our purposes and what we please. The Word of God comes forth to accomplish God's purpose and what He pleases. And it will not return. But when God speaks, His Word always accomplishes what He speaks. And if it's God speaking, it will be fulfilled and it will be accomplished. And He said, "And I will prosper my Word, what I have sent it to do." So God is wanting to raise up a generation today who know the Word of God, who walk in the Spirit and operate according to the Word of God and demonstrate God's power in the earth today. And so I just pray for you today. If you're not born again, I pray that you today accept Jesus Christ, your Savior. Accept Him by faith. That He has, if you say, "Jesus, I confess my sins before you. I believe that you are the Son of God. I want to give my life to you. Come into my life, Lord Jesus. Save me." You know, Jesus will do that by His grace and by His power. And He will make you a new person in Christ. You will be born again. And now He wants you to walk out that Christian life by getting into the Word and learning to hear the voice of the Spirit. And if you're a believer today, God wants you to bring you to a whole new level with Him. God wants to raise you up to in His Word and in His Spirit, to walk in His authority and His power, to demonstrate His glory in the earth today. Lord God, we thank you today that it's not by our power, not by our ability, not by our intelligence, not by our money, not by our programs, but Lord, it's by your Spirit and by your Word and by your power that we live and we operate and move and have our being. Lord God, I pray you encourage every person that's listening to my voice today. May this Word become alive to them, Lord God. May it quicken their faith. May it quicken their hunger for the Word of God and to get deeper into you by your Holy Spirit, Lord God. Help them today in their walk with you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you for that, and we glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen. So I encourage you to listen to Voice of Hope every Sunday to receive an encouraging word from the Lord. Also, go to my Voice of Hope Today on Facebook and YouTube and receive a Word Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. May God bless you. Have a good week walking with the Lord.